I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A federal appeals court has ruled that the state of Indiana cannot cut off funding for Planned Parenthood just because the organization provides abortions. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago today upheld the core portion of a lower court order that said Indiana cannot enforce a state law that barred abortion providers from collecting Medicaid funds for any medical services. Indiana's Republican Governor Mitch Daniels signed a law in May 2011 that made Indiana the first state to deny the organization Medicaid funds for general health services, including cancer screenings. For the second year in a row, teachers in the Champaign School District are working under a one-year contract. The teachers' union and the Unit 4 School Board ratified the agreement Monday, more than 3 months after the last contract expired. The new contract provides for a 3% salary increase for teachers, and the district will continue to pay for teachers' contribution toward their state pensions. But Unit 4 Superintendent Judy Wiegand notes that if lawmakers increase the level of that contribution, teachers will have to make up the difference.
Now, of course, with the election coming up, we really don't see anything happening this school year. But certainly in the future, that's going to play a huge role, and I think that's one of the main concerns I know with from our teachers and from the CFT is how much will be shifted onto school districts and how much will teachers then be expected to pick up.
Wiegand says uncertainties over what lawmakers may do in such areas is the main reason the new contract is only for 1 year. The contract also makes this year the last year that Unit 4 will give teachers a 6% salary bump as a retirement incentive. And it puts both the administration and teachers' union on record as promising to develop a new system for teacher evaluation that is consistent with state law. Indiana Senate candidates Democrat Joe Donnelly and Republican Richard Murdoch are meeting for their final debate before Election Day. Libertarian nominee Andrew Horning will join them tonight at Indiana University Southeast in New Albany. The Indiana Debate Commission considered shutting out a public audience after union auto workers grabbed roughly 300 of the 500 available tickets, but the debate remains open. We'll have the first of two interviews with the major party candidates for the Indiana Senate in the next 15 minutes. Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is back in the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. Jackson's father says the Chicago Democrat has checked in for an evaluation and that could lead to a longer stay. The congressman was released from Mayo last month following treatment for bipolar disorder and gastrointestinal issues. He's up for re-election but has not campaigned beyond a robocall to voters. Municipal aggregation, when it comes to electricity, took a while to catch on, but now it's on the ballot in about 200 communities. As Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky reports, voters will be asked if they want their local government to buy power on their behalf.
Illinois residents didn't used to have a choice where their electricity came from. In most of the state, it was from either Commonwealth Edison or Ameren. But now there are 30 alternative suppliers. Businesses and households can become their customers individually, but with voters' approval, communities can also do it collectively for residents. Chairman of the Illinois Commerce Commission, Doug Scott, says that combined buying power can lead to better deals. Scott says it didn't take off right away.
People have been used to purchasing power in the same way from the same folks for over 100 years. And so, with that, any kind of thing like that where there's a major change, there are naturally some questions that occur.
But now more than 250 municipalities have voted to let their governments go shopping for the best price for power. And this election gives another 200 the chance. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Officials at Northern Illinois University have put 8 employees on paid administrative leave because they have been accused in an alleged scheme to sell the school's scrap materials and put the cash in a private bank account. The DeKalb County State's Attorney's Office filed felony charges last week against the 8 workers and a former NIU employee. In a statement Monday, NIU said the employees will receive their regular salaries while university police continue their investigation. Prosecutors contend employees working at a campus physical plant sold scrap metal, including some from campus building renovations. Authorities say the money was put into an account dubbed the Coffee Fund, and the cash was used for social events, including retirement parties. Inspectors have ruled out mechanical problems with a school bus that overturned in a central Indiana farm field with more than 24 students on board last week. State Police Sergeant Kim Riley says an inspection of the Clinton Prairie District bus on Monday found everything normal. All students on the bus and the driver were taken to hospitals after Friday morning's crash near the Clinton County town of Colfax. The most serious injury was a broken arm. Clinton County Sheriff's Lieutenant Joe Mink says investigators are awaiting results of toxicology tests on the driver. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals lost Game 7 of the National League Championship Series to San Francisco last night, ending the Redbirds' season and quest to repeat as World Series champions. So the Giants will take on the Detroit Tigers in Game 1 of the World Series beginning Wednesday. In the National Football League, the Chicago Bears logged their fourth straight win by handing the Detroit Lions their fourth loss in five games. Now the Bears must switch their focus to Sunday's game against the Carolina Panthers. The Bears are now 5-1. Carolina's 1-5. The St. Louis Rams are in London to get ready for Sunday's game against the New England Patriots. The Rams are hoping a change of scenery will get them back on the winning track after a 30-20 loss to Green Bay that dropped St. Louis to 3-4 this season. And in college football, Illinois will be back in action this weekend when they take on Indiana. The Illini went into their bye week last week after losing their fourth straight to drop to 2-5 overall. Illinois is winless in three Big Ten games this season. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.